You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India will become the third largest economy by 2027-28. With a GDP of over USD 5 trillion, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said on Wednesday. Even going by conservative estimates, the size of the Indian economy will be USD 30 trillion by 2047, she noted. Sitharaman at the Vibrant Gujarat Summit said, quote, "It is possible that we will be the third largest economy by 2027-28 and our GDP will cross USD 5 trillion by that time. By 2047, it is a conservative estimate that we will reach at least USD 30 trillion in terms of economy," unquote. India, with a GDP of roughly USD 3.4 trillion, is currently the fifth largest economy in the world. Meanwhile, India's retail inflation based on the Consumer Price Index likely rose to a four-month high of 5.9% in December. This is believed to be due to the statistical effect of a low base, as sequentially price pressures have eased, according to an FE poll of 20 economists. The estimates range from 5.5% to 6.4%. In November, CPI inflation was at 5.55%, and in December 2022, it was at 5.72%. At the projected 5.9%, the overall CPI index would be down 0.1% month-on-month in December. The National Statistical Office will release the CPI inflation data for December on Friday. Prices of key food items were down on a month-on-month basis in December. Onion prices were lower by 13.6% on month. Moving on, the government will likely seek Parliament's nod to appropriate funds for the first 5 months of the next fiscal in the interim budget to be presented on February 1st. This is expected to ensure that the funding of key programs remains unhindered during general elections until the regular budget is approved by August. January 9th was the last day for all departments and ministries to submit their spending plans for 2024-25 to the Ministry of Finance. The Finance Ministry had indicated to all departments to provide their budget estimate for 2024-25, including a well-thought-out expenditure estimate for the first 5 months to avoid any funds shortage till a new government takes charge after general elections in April-May. Over to industry, JSW Group has initiated the process for an IPO of JSW Cement with plans to raise about Rs 6,000 crore, which would be the largest in the sector. The company has roped in an array of bankers, including Goldman Sachs, DAM Capital, Jefferies, Citi, JM Financial, Kotak Mahindra Capital and SBI Capital, to advise it on the IPO. According to the contours of the initial stake sale, which are being finalized, it would include an offer for sale by two private equity investors. Sources close to the development told FE. In 2021, JSW Cement had raised about Rs 1,500 crore from Apollo Global Management and Synergy Metals Investments Holding. In some more industry news, reiterating the demand for a reduction in tariffs and duties on components and sub-assemblies imported for making smartphones in India, the India Cellular and Electronics Association has said such a reduction in input tariffs could increase the country's smartphone exports by nearly four times to $39 billion by FY27 from $11 billion in FY23. Similarly, the tariff rationalization could also increase the domestic production of mobile phones to $82 billion by FY27 from $44 billion in FY23. In the absence of any duty reduction on smartphone components such as charger, adapter, cell, mic and receiver, etc., the growth in smartphone exports from the country would be limited to $27 billion by FY27. On to banking. State Bank of India on Wednesday raised $600 million through issuances of five-year US dollar-denominated bonds at a coupon rate of 5.1%. The bond sale conducted by the London branch of SBI evoked strong response with global investors, putting in bids worth $3.5 billion. A source told FE that participation in the bond sale was from large high-quality long-only asset managers from Asia and Europe, Middle East and Africa. The bond issuance was priced at a spread of 150 basis points over the five-year US Treasury yield. Proceeds from the bond issue will be used for general corporate purposes and to meet the funding requirement of SBI's foreign offices and branches. Lastly, the stocks in focus today. These include Polycab, SpiceJet, JSW Steel, M&M, Bank of India, Phoenix Mills, among others. SpiceJet's chairman and managing director have revealed ambitious plans for growth and network expansion, backed by a fund infusion of Rs 2,250 crore. The airline holding exclusive rights for Lakshadweep is set to launch flights to Agadi Island soon. On the other hand, the Income Tax Department has detected unaccounted cash sales of about Rs 1,000 crore in Polycab India following search and seizure operations against this company. For JSW Steel, Satinder Singh Bajwa will head MG India's operations. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.